What does the recent rallies in Wisconsin remind you most of all the things you've been involved with?
This week, in 1965, we were marching for the right to vote in Selma, Alabama. A mean-spirited governor closed doors and locked the people out. And so from Wallace to Walker, Wallace sought to lock us away from the right to vote, and Walker seeks to deny workers the right to collectively bargain. But a states' rights ideology is basically anti-labor, anti-civil rights, tax cuts and job cuts. And teachers have been made the scapegoats in this. You know that when he cuts the education budget by $900 million, it means that tuition rises. More able students are less able to go to school. Student loan debt is not greater than credit card debt. And so people have to fight back because their backs are against the wall. If you lose your job and you can't pay your student tuition and you lose your right to vote, then there's nothing left, and so people are fighting back. So far, fighting back nonviolently and discipline the way to go. And Americans around the country are taking heart from or inspiration from what's happening here in Madison, Wisconsin. It's basically democracy at work. If democracy cannot work inside the chambers, it works in the streets. And what we see in Wisconsin today, so in Alabama, is people taking democracy to the streets. It worked in South Africa, it worked in Alabama, it worked in Cairo, it's working in Madison. Ultimately, the workers and the people will prevail.